This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. Khumma ba'du. My brothers and sisters, let me do a very quick thumbnail sketch of what I said in my last khatira, because a lot of new people today here. We were talking about the changes that were brought on by the Industrial Revolution, 1760 to 1840, a period of 80 years which completely changed the world. The Industrial Revolution, on the face of it, was about a change in the method of manufacture from handmade goods to machine-made goods, factories, assembly lines, and so on. But what it actually changed was a lot more than that. The Industrial Revolution changed three things: time of day, the role of parents, and it changed the culture of the land. Time of day changed. In an agrarian society, agricultural society, time of day is sunrise to sunset. In an industrial society, it is from the time the shift begins to the time the shift ends. So if you have a shift which starts at 2 a.m., that is your morning, and it ends at 10 a.m. after 8 hours, that is your night. Second thing is role of parents. The parents in an agrarian agricultural society were also the teachers of the children. The mothers taught the girls all the skills of homemaking, of raising families, raising children, taking care of infants, also all homemaking skills, stitching, knitting, cooking, and so on and so on. The boys were taught by the fathers outside the house. So they taught them agricultural methods, how to take care of animals. They taught them plowing. They taught them the seasons. They taught them how to take care of the fields. They taught them also the martial arts. These were people who were supposed to defend. These were times where they were not so safe. So they learned sword skills. They learned archery. When guns came, they learned how to shoot and so on and so on. So all of this happened with the... So the father was the teacher, the mother was also the teacher. They were not simply places to go to for food. With the Industrial Revolution, what happened was that because factories came into being, factories needed labor. And so first the men got drafted into the factories, then the labor was not enough, so they needed the women. So to get the women into the factories, two things happened. One was that there was a whole concerted effort to change the mindset of people, especially women, to say that my life and fulfillment and recognition and honor for me can only be found outside the house in a job. I cannot find that in raising my children. So the whole role of motherhood, the whole image of motherhood was discounted and denigrated to mean like this is a waste of time, this is nothing. I remember I have recruited and interviewed I don't know how many people. I've written a book on recruitment called Hiring Winners. Many times when young people would come to me to be interviewed, I would ask them, what does your father do? Sir, my father is this, this, this. What does your mother do? My mother does nothing. Your mother does nothing. If your mother did nothing, how are you alive? Simple question. If your mother does nothing, how are you alive? But the tragedy is not only does the child, the son, think that the mother's job is nothing, but the mother herself thinks it is nothing. So this psychological attack on the role of motherhood, on the Vakar, on the Izzah, on the value of motherhood was done. And concurrently with that, the fashions of women, the clothing of women got changed. Originally, the reason for changing the clothing was because now you wanted the women in the factories, and so they could not wear the loose, long skirts that women used to wear. Even in these countries in the West, they used to wear these long, loose skirts and loose clothing. It was dangerous next to a machine, so they got them to wear tight clothing. Later on, it became fashion and so on, and you know, it's my body, I can show what I want, that's a different thing. But original reason for that was safety issues. You didn't want anyone with loose clothing next to a machine, so the clothing got changed. But the most important thing was the psychological impact of working in a factory and working in a within-court job, which brings to the other bear, which is that the value of society got changed from knowledge, skill. For example, an artisan, a carpenter, he had his prestige, his value was in the skill with which he would do the work, right? So when you got apprenticed to a carpenter, to become a carpenter, your job was to learn to make furniture with that great skill. All of that got changed to a one single factor, which was money. How much money do you make? We even brought in terms like net worth. What is your net worth? So effectively, you're saying, how much are you worth? You know, and I know today, in football and soccer teams and basketball teams and so on, cricket teams, players are sold. Literally, this is the language that is used. So-and-so was sold for so much. Like you sell a horse or a cow or a pig. And we accept it. It's a matter of pride. My price is so much.
You ask a man, I mean, you put a price to a dog. You put a price to a cow. You don't put a price to a human being. You have a price. And you are not ashamed to say that?
See how minds got changed. See how minds got changed. See how values got changed. And remember, all of this happened without force. This is the thing that I want you to understand. Nobody put a gun to anybody's head. All of this happened through psychological pressure. In America especially, also to a great extent in the UK, that's where the brunt of the Industrial Revolution happened. That's where the big factories, the manufacturing facilities and so on and so forth were set up. Came the Great Depression. Now imagine, you create a system which is supposed to bring plenty to people, and they are going to earn more money and they're going to do this and that. But the result of that was the Great Depression of the 1930s, right? And an entire generation went down. One entire generation died. There is a very nice movie that you should see called The Doll Maker. The Doll Maker. Huh? See the movie, it's called The Doll Maker. That movie is about this family. It's a true story. It's about this family from the Midwest who go to Detroit to work in the factories there. So this is a farmer's family. So they have price of potatoes has gone to literally to nothing. So they're almost starving. So they pick up their stuff. So the whole struggle, the psychological struggle of leaving a house and taking what do I take and what do I leave behind, because everything has a memory attached to that. And these are people who have lived in their house for generations. So this is my grandmother's, this is my great-grandfather's and so on and so forth. What do you leave behind? Now, to put it briefly, they take one wagon. But that's all you can take, one wagon. It's one family. So one thing that the lady of the family, the lady of the house, the woman, she is also a carver. She used to carve things. So she would carve, you know, articles and utensils and so on. As a devout Christian woman, she wanted, her dream was to carve an icon of Jesus, a statue of Jesus. And for that, she found this log of wood in the forest. She drags it back to the house, keeps it very safely, with this dream that one day I will carve this beautiful statue of Jesus. So now when they are going across the mountains and so on. She says, this log has to go. Her husband says, you're mad, you're crazy. This log, to carry this log in this wagon for what? She says, no. So she absolutely insists. Anyway, the man gives in, they take this, they reach Detroit. And now he's gone to work, she's gone to work. They're struggling. And they're living in a tin shed in Detroit in the winter, you can imagine. What must be the situation, right? And eventually, that same woman takes an axe and splits the log and makes a fire to heat her home for her children and for herself. Imagine the psychological turmoil of all that. So the Industrial Revolution was not only about this. Final point of the Industrial Revolution was it created the schooling system as we know it, which is one teacher in a class of 20, 30, 40, whatever, or two teachers. The original system was parents were teachers, where the children needed to learn other things, specific skills which the father or the mother couldn't teach, they would go to the teacher and become apprentice to that teacher. So they would go to the carpenter of the time, they would go to the stonemason of the time, they would become apprentices to the masons, and the masons would teach them how to build walls and how to build buildings and cathedrals and so on and so forth. The carpenters would teach them, the carriage makers would teach them, the different people of different skills would teach them skills, one teacher to one student, maybe two or three students. The same thing happened also at that time, used to happen with regard to the teaching of Islam. There were no madaris at Jamiat. People would go to individual scholars. You would go to the muhaddis and learn hadith. Then you would go from muhaddis to the teacher of the Quran, and you would, first of all, that's where you would start. You start with the hifz of the Quran, you would learn with the tajweed of the Quran, and so on and so forth. Then from there, you would go to the muhaddis, and then if you were interested in fiqh, you went to the faqih. If you were interested in something else, you went there. Individuals went to the asatiza, they went to the teachers, and after, there was no course. There was no 6-year alimiyat course or 8-year course. There, you went, you were taught. How long it takes, dependent on the teacher and you. For some people, very fast. Depends on their ability to take and absorb knowledge. Other people, it took a long time. So when the student went to the teacher, when Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi went to Imam Malik, for example, radhiyallahu anhu, rahmatullahi alayhi, he didn't go for a 5-year course. He went to learn. How long does it take? It takes as long as it takes. From that, we got the schooling system, which is the same thing also in our religious schools today, same thing. You have a class, you teach a book, a kitab. You have a teacher, you have students. Complete society changed. Values changed. Culture changed. Because now the students were not learning from their own kind. They were not learning from their own elders. They were learning from a stranger teacher who brought their own culture. They brought their own values. They brought their own beliefs. What is right and wrong? The teacher brought that and the students learned that and came home. You are seeing that to this day in this country or any country. Children come home and they have all kinds of ideas. Whole culture changed. Right? Now, why is all this important? Why am I saying all this to you? Because of one reason. And that reason is, we are now going through another revolution. We are now going through another revolution. We have been, as a matter of fact, for the last 20 years. But now we are going into it much faster. And that is the information revolution. The information and technology revolution. And now we are going into the AI phase of that, the artificial intelligence phase of that. Next Saturday, I will tell you about that. And I'll tell you what I foresee. I'm not sitting here like a prophet, but what I foresee from my knowledge of history and the world coming before us, the challenges that we will face. And believe me, I'm not exaggerating. It will make the Industrial Revolution look like a picnic. That is the reason why I keep on saying, like a broken record, read, read, read. Get yourself educated. Get yourself on par. Otherwise, you will lose your children. I'm not exaggerating. I really sincerely hope that I'm completely wrong. But I know I'm not wrong. You will lose your children unless you make the effort. You have to make the effort, not the children. Children are children. You have to make the effort. Choice is yours. Because with social change comes dominance. The Industrial Revolution gave us almost 300-400 years of dominance of the West over the East, which continues to this day. It brought down the three of the greatest Muslim empires, the Ottomans, the Mughals, and the Safavids. No sign of any of them now. What is coming ahead of us is much more serious. And whether we like it or not, like in the past, and I will talk about it more, like in the past, Islam and Muslims are the only thing which stand for and against these changes. And if you stand and you are not prepared, then that's not good news. So please, read. Invest in yourself. Invest in your children. Learn. And build your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is our greatest strength. That is our greatest strength. Build your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to connect with Him, to help us to learn, to help us to change our ways, to help us to become strong, and to recognize our strength and to use that in ways which are beneficial, which will help us to see our children through to a future which will be good for them, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.